So, Gavin, it's good to talk to you again. Normally we're doing match previews, but it's not the case this week. The season is done and dusted, and already, as we know, the main story over the last couple of days has been all about Ollie Horgan and his departure from Finn Harps. Time for a new direction for the club, Gavin. How do you sum up Ollie Horgan's 9 years and tenure at Finn Park?
Look, I've said it before, and I've been on record as saying it. I think, in my opinion, Ollie has been Finn Harps' probably best ever manager. To do what he'd done, and knowing him personally, his work ethics and the effort and commitment he put into the job is probably second to none. I'd say the hardest working manager in the country or in football. I know that I'm aware of anyway. So all that, there can be nothing laid against him in terms of what he's brought to the club and what he's sacrificed for the club. So again, he has to go, and I still probably prove it that he will go down. And I know there's a lot of people saying it was time to go, and maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But at the end of the day, I think it sort of run its course this season. This season has been poor, and he's admitted it himself. And I think a change of direction by the club was probably, for both parties, is probably the sensible approach at this point. But again, he'll be sorely missed, and he'll be very, very, very difficult to replace.
Yeah, hugely difficult to replace. It doesn't seem too downbeat about leaving the manager's position. He's still very much hurting about relegation, because he did come back after last year when he was going to step away, and he would have been a lot happier if he had kept Harps in the top flight.
I believe so, but again, knowing Ollie, it's not really, he never makes it about himself, you know. It's like he put his heart and soul into it, and he'll definitely be hurting in the relegation, but the relegation was staring him in the face for a few months, so it probably didn't come as entirely as a shock. And probably, again, moving on or losing his job probably hasn't come as a shock neither, so I don't think that that'd bother him as much as the relegation. And it is disappointing to go out on a low ebb after having such a good period, but at the same time, there's not many managers that leave or lose their jobs that go out on a high anyway, so it probably was never going to happen, you know.
Yeah. Will he be back in the League of Ireland managing, do you think?
I would have thought so. I definitely think he's earned a hell of enough credits to get an opportunity at possibly like a Galway United or a Sligo Rovers, something down the road. I don't know what he'd probably take a bit of a break and recharge the batteries, I would have thought. You know, but I would definitely expect to see Ollie in some capacity at some level in the game. I have no doubt about that. I don't think he can do what he done and just switch it off overnight and turn it off. So I would be expecting definitely at some point, if he gets an opportunity again, he'll take it.
Yeah. How difficult a job is it now from a club point of view to find a replacement, Gavin?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult. But again, look, teams move on, clubs move on, personnel moves on. The biggest worry I would have is the change in personnel of players again, and the full overhaul that happens year in, year out at Harps. That's not great. That's not a great start. If a new manager, a new management team comes in, they have a full new team. So there has to be a bit of realism when somebody comes in that it's going to take time, and they have to be given time to put their own stamp on it. So, look, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to happen overnight, and it's not going to happen in the case of next season. I think you have to be realistic about that. But it's a big, big appointment coming up for Harps, like, you know, and I hope it's not a short-term fix at this point.
Okay, lots of names been battered about over the last 24 hours or so since Ollie departed. Your name's among them, Gavin. So does you, of course, led Coghill Celtic to numerous Ulster Senior League titles. You've captained Finn Harps. You're a goalkeeper for a very, very long period. You know a lot about the happenings and what goes on at Finn Park. Is Gavin Cullen in any way seen to be in line to be Harps manager next time around?
Look, I don't think so. Look, it's obviously, you know, it's nice to be mentioned, and it's definitely a privilege to be mentioned. It's something that I would never ever rule out, but the timing of it has to be right. Like, I have a young family, kids, a business that's very busy. work-wise. So I believe the Harps role is a full-time job, and it can't be treated lightly. So, like, the timing of it, I suppose, for anybody or any manager is hugely important. I think personally, look, I'd be hypocritical to say I wouldn't be interested at some point, because I'm always telling players to try and play at the highest level and push themselves and try and improve themselves and don't hold back and don't be playing within there. So I have to be the same in terms of, if I want to be a football manager, you have to sort of aim high. And I do believe that I'd be capable, but again, timing and all the rest is huge, and I don't think the timing's right for me at this point with it, you know.
Okay, then. Well, maybe down the line we may see Gavin Cullen in the dugout as the man in charge of Fun Harp. So then, Gavin Cullen's ruled himself out this time. Let's look at some of the other guys. Jim McGuinness is the leading name. Is this the right job for Jim McGuinness and his world of soccer at the moment?
I'm not too sure. Look, Jim McGuinness is undoubtedly one of the highest profile name being banded about, and I would personally like to see it happen if it did. I'm not sure the structures and I suppose the finance at Harps will be on the same level as Jim will be maybe demanding or requiring, but look, he's going to have to cut his teeth somewhere, so why not let it be at Donegal, and why not let him take the reins and see what he can do. But I've no doubt his professionalism and what he brings to the table will improve Harps as a club, and I think that's what they need. And the next manager needs to bring the club forward rather than be just a first team manager. He needs to manage the whole football club. So look, will it happen? I don't think so, but if it does, I would be very interested to see it happen and see how it progresses over the next few years.
Yeah. What about somebody like Kevin McHugh or Paul Hegarty?
Well, Paul Hegarty's been there, done it. I played under Paul. Ultra professional, absolutely demands high standards from the players and all. Very, very good manager, knows the game inside out. Probably he's come up my levels very similar to Ollie in terms of the demands he puts on himself, and that puts a strain on his life outside of football as well. So I don't know. He's been there, he's done it. I'm not too sure if he'd give it another go, but look, he's proved himself more than capable of bringing the club forward. In terms of Kevin, look, obviously Kevin's working at the club at the minute. He's a club legend in terms of on the pitch, but sometimes that doesn't prove itself off the pitch. But I think he's again more than capable, and he's one of the more high profile candidates. I personally don't think he'll go for the ticket this time again, just pure timing for himself. In terms of working, the commitments to the academy and stuff, which is second to none. So I'm not too sure. It could be proved wrong, but I doubt it.
Yeah. Your good friend William O'Connor is playing a blinder with UCD at the moment. He was, of course, part of the management down there, which has kept UCD still alive and their survival hopes still alive. Is this a job possibly that might interest William, or is it at the wrong time for him?
Possibly again, as I said, the start timing. I think it's definitely a job that would 100% interest him. I think he'll have to relocate to Donegal again. He's working as a teacher in Dublin on a part-time basis at UCD, which is a fantastic setup and a great place to be coaching. He lives and breathes football. He's a top coach, and there's no doubt a job like this will be on his radar at some point. Well, at this moment in time and the timing of it, and he'll move up and he'll give up his teaching role in Dublin, I'm not too sure. I haven't spoken to him about it this week, but I'm sure at some point we would definitely see it happen. And why not now? But I just don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Anybody else you think of, Gavin, that could fill this role?
Look, there'll be a lot of applicants, and there'll be from near and far people wanting to cut their teeth at that level. There'll be experienced managers out of work, stuff like that. So there might be a surprise. Like, I know Declan Boyle's been mentioned, and I know Declan very well, and he's a top man. I know him and Joe Boyle went for the position before when Ollie got it, and I was personally very surprised that Ollie got it over them, but it was proved to be the right decision. But I wouldn't rule out something like that or a partnership like that again, which would be great. But the biggest thing when I think when Harps are appointing it is they have to have a long-term plan, commercial plan, a business plan that involves a manager, that involves working closer with the academy, and they need to start producing players from the academy. I know Ollie was sort of ridiculed for not playing these players, but look, I've seen firsthand that maybe they're just not up to it neither. It's up to the academy to produce that level of player that, the first team manager can play and get opportunities. So there's a bit of both involved in that, but I think whoever comes in needs to be given that license and that sort of remit to work with the local players, the Ulster Senior League players, the junior leagues within the county. Because if we're being honest, Van Herps can't afford to compete with the likes of Derry City or Sligo Rovers in terms of the quality of players they bring in, so they're going to have to bring them through, you know, and that's a long-term fix.
Yeah. Okay then, Gavin, thanks for your input there. We'll see how the managerial process progresses now in the coming weeks and months. Thanks for joining us.
No bother. Thank you, Ashley.